This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Trans-Pacific Partnership member nations are hoping to salvage the trade deal after U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the agreement by executive order. Fulfilling a campaign pledge, Trump signed the order this week, pulling the U.S. out of the massive trade deal. Both Australia and New Zealand remain hopeful the deal can be salvaged without the United States. Both nations talked with Japan on continuing the agreement, according to Reuters. Australia's prime minister said the U.S. withdrawing from the deal is a big loss, but added that there's potential for China to join the agreement. China has proposed a counterpact, the free trade area of the Asia-Pacific, and has championed the Southeast Asia-backed Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. Meanwhile, TPP requires ratification by at least six countries, accounting for 85% of the combined gross domestic product of the member nations. A meeting between the remaining TPP nations is expected in the coming months, according to a New Zealand trade official. ChemChina has filed for U.S. antitrust approval with the Federal Trade Commission for its proposed $43 billion takeover of Syngenta. Bloomberg reports ChemChina has submitted documentation required by U.S. law and expects the U.S. antitrust process to be on track. The Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission usually have 30 days to clear a proposal or issue a second request asking for more information and a longer review period. The proposed transaction already has been cleared by a U.S. National Security Panel and won antitrust approval in Australia. The European Union is currently reviewing the deal and has until April 12th to discuss remedy proposals that have been submitted. A Syngenta spokesperson says both companies remain fully committed to the transaction and are confident of its closing. In other news, the first genetically engineered apple variety will reach store shelves next month after years of development and protest. A limited test-run release of the non-browning Arctic Apple-branded fruit is expected to find its way to select Midwest grocery stores in February. The apple variety has been genetically modified to eliminate the browning that occurs when an apple is left out in the open air. Genetic engineering advocates tell the Washington Post that the apple could be a turning point in the debate over genetically modified organisms. While genetic modifications have in the past been mainly defended as a way to protect crops, the Arctic apple would be one of the first GMOs marketed directly to consumers. The founder of the company marketing the Arctic apple says that we see this as less about genetic modification and more about convenience. In some local ag news, the Hillsboro FFA chapter is planning for their fourth annual dinner dance in February. FFA advisor for Hillsboro, Kate Niemeyer, says the event has been a successful fundraiser for the group, and the high school FFA chapter has truly benefited from the work of the alumni.
Yes, this is our fourth annual alumni dinner dance, and I am just so pleased that the alumni does this for us. A lot of their funds go towards our transportation bill, as that was something that the district placed on us several years ago, but also they work towards any special projects that my FFA members and I need. It'll be taking place on Saturday, February 25th. Doors will open at 5, and we'll have a dinner at 6.
And where is that going to be taking place at this year?
It will be at the KC Hall in Hillsboro again. The KCs will be doing our dinner. We'll also have soda, draft beer, a live and silent auction.
All right. Well, sounds like a lot of fun. Can people buy tickets at the door, buy them in advance? How will that work?
Well, the best way to get your tickets is in advance. We sell them in tables of 10. A table of 10 is $250. You can get a couple tickets for $50 or individual tickets for $30. And you can get those by calling myself at the high school, 532-2841, or any of the alumni members. Our president is Wayne Wiedekin, and you can reach him at 851-0153.
Okay, well, a lot to look forward to there. You mentioned that this is the fourth annual dinner dance for you guys the alumni has put on, and you mentioned how much this has helped your FFA chapter. Could you maybe tell us about some of the projects that they've helped you purchase with these funds that they've raised?
Well, just last year, being my first year at Hillsborough, there were just several things that came up. We expanded our technology in the classroom. We have 25 laptops available for students to use on a daily basis. They also purchased a classroom set, which is 10 Briggs & Stratton small engine motors. And with that purchase came a five-day summer class in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for me to go to and for some professional development in the area of small engines. And we've got several projects in the works, nothing concrete yet, but we're just really excited to see the Hillsborough FFA and Ag Department grow with this fundraiser that the alumni has established, and we'd really like to see it grow so we can continue expanding the program.
Well, that is very exciting. It's awesome to have an active alumni group, because I know that's something that some schools don't have, the benefit of having. And do you guys meet monthly? Do you have a pretty big group that's involved? Or tell us a little bit about what it's like to be an alumni member.
Well, the alumni typically, unless we're getting ready for a big event like this, we meet the first Tuesday of the month at 6 o'clock at the Ag Building. And we just basically kind of touch base and usually give an instructor's report, let all the alumni members know what's going on in the chapter. The dinner dance is one of two fundraisers that the alumni put on. The second one happens the second Saturday in June, which is our golf tournament, which has, for the last several years, has taken place at the Indian Springs golf course down in Fillmore. And so unless we're planning a big event like that, it's a pretty laid-back meeting. We just kind of touch base about what's going on with the chapter, what's going on in the state as far as different alumni events.
And you're always open to new members, right?
Always, always. We'd love to see some familiar faces to Hillsborough. And you need not have been an FFA member to join the FFA alumni. It's just a group of people who support the efforts of the Hillsborough Ag Department and the Hillsborough FFA.
Well, sounds like a great opportunity to get involved in the Hillsborough community and surrounding areas. You know, we talked a little bit about the funding that the alumni group has raised. With all of the state budget issues going on, has that had a big impact on your classroom and some of the funding that you used to receive? Or any? Could you maybe fill us in on what that's been like for you?
It could in the future. Ag funding, the ag ed line item and the ag funding coming from the state has been pretty strong over the last couple of years. Our payments have been delayed a little bit, but it has stayed pretty strong. We've been focusing on, transportation has been a cut that has been made that the alumni has been able to fill, trying to enrich some of the things that we're doing in the classroom with those engines. And hopefully maybe looking at some things for the shop, like some tools and those small engines that were purchased last year, trying to keep providing a quality curriculum despite budget cuts in the future is kind of where we're looking to go with some of the funding that the alumni has been able to raise with their two fundraisers.
Well, sounds like a great plan to me, Kate. It's been great talking with you. And before we wrap up, if you would just remind us the date, location, and how people can get tickets for the dinner dance in February.
Okay, it's Saturday, February 25th. Doors open at 5, dinner at 6. You can call the high school, 532-2841, to get a hold of me for tickets. $250 for a table of 10, $50 for a couple, or $30 individual.
Hillsborough FFA advisor Kate Niemeyer. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.